Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. We've all been there, right? That feeling of being pulled in a million directions, like a human pinata filled with to-do lists and expectations. Ever feel like you're constantly saying, yes, when you really want to scream, no? This is about reclaiming your time, your energy, and most importantly, your sanity. We're diving deep into the power of setting healthy boundaries and prioritizing what truly matters. This isn't about becoming a hermit or shutting out everyone. It's about strategically carving out space for yourself so you can show up as the best version of you in all areas of life. Think of it like this. Imagine your time and energy as precious resources, limited and finite. You wouldn't just hand them over to anyone who asks, right? You'd invest them wisely, in things that bring value and joy. That's exactly what setting boundaries is all about, being intentional with how you spend your most valuable assets. So, let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of healthy boundaries. First off, recognize that saying, no, isn't selfish, it's self-care. Remember that old adage, you can't pour from an empty cup. It's so true. If you're constantly giving without replenishing yourself, you'll eventually hit a burnout wall. Saying, no, to commitments that drain your energy allows you to say, yes, to things that truly nourish your soul. Second, learn to identify your non-negotiables. These are the things that are absolutely crucial to your well-being, whether it's getting enough sleep, spending time with loved ones, or pursuing a passion project. Make these non-negotiable in your schedule and treat them with the same importance as any other important appointment. Third, communicate clearly and assertively. Don't beat around the bush or apologize excessively for setting boundaries. Clearly and calmly state what you need, and don't be afraid to reiterate it if necessary. You deserve to have your needs met, and effective communication is key to achieving that. Fourth, remember that boundaries are fluid, not fixed. As your life changes and evolves, so too should your boundaries. Regularly check in with yourself and assess what's working and what needs adjusting. Don't be afraid to make changes as you grow and learn. Finally, practice self-compassion. Setting boundaries can be challenging, especially if you're used to putting others first. Be kind to yourself throughout the process, and remember that it takes time and effort to establish healthy patterns. Celebrate your successes, and don't beat yourself up over any slip-ups along the way. Think about a time when someone crossed a boundary of yours. Maybe a coworker kept asking you to take on extra work even though you were already overloaded? Or perhaps a friend constantly called at inconvenient times, interrupting your focus. How did that make you feel? Annoyed? Overwhelmed? Resentful? Now imagine if you had set a clear boundary in that situation. Perhaps you politely declined the extra workload or explained to your friend about specific times when you're unavailable for calls. How might things have been different? Less stressful? More respectful? More balanced? Setting boundaries doesn't mean being rude. It means prioritizing your well-being and creating space for healthy interactions. So, what are you waiting for? Take a moment to reflect on your current boundaries. What needs to be strengthened? Where can you start saying, no, more confidently? Remember, your time and energy are precious. Invest them wisely. We're all about empowerment here, folks. I want you to walk away from this episode feeling inspired and equipped to create healthier boundaries in your life. Start by identifying one small area where you can implement a boundary today. Maybe it's limiting your social media time, saying nope to an unnecessary commitment, or simply carving out some quiet time for yourself each day. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these tips. Let's spread the word about the importance of healthy boundaries and create a culture of mutual respect. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.